Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. If you haven't turned the station by now, we have a very special guest for you. A guy that only does this show when he comes to Los Angeles. He's here every 6 months or so. God only knows where he lives, but I guess we'll ask him here in a second. I think back east. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest psychic in the universe, Jerome Bernard. Nice to see you, man.
Nice
how you
to
been?
Be seeing, Tim. Thanks for the big warm-up.
Yes. Now, where do you live? You live back east?
In Massachusetts, yes. Pawcett.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. And what are you out here doing? Promoting stuff or
no,
just
hanging?
I just
come out. I come and visit a few friends and stop and see you every 6 months.
Yeah. Now, you really are a great psychic and the only psychic that I truly, truly believe has the power to talk about people's past and future.
Well, I'm not the only one, but I thank you.
Well, I think you're the real deal. You're like the real deal Holyfield. Remember who that is?
No.
Oh, the boxer?
Oh, yes.
Evander Holyfield?
Yes, Evander, yes.
Remember his ear bit off?
Yes.
By Mike Tyson?
Yes.
I bet you watched every round of that fight.
I did not know.
You
I
did not?
It. I saw it on Entertainment Tonight, I'm sure.
All right. Now, that isn't real fur, right? That hat?
No, this is not real. No, it's not.
All right. Looks good, though, on you, man.
Thank you. Always with the hat.
And then that lace shirt you have on.
It's a polyester blend.
All right. Well, but it's not a blouse, right?
It's not a blouse, no.
All right, okay.
It's a tunic.
All right, folks, if you want to know about your maybe something in your past, something in your future, this Jerome Bernard does not do television shows. He does not charge for his services. He has no website. Very tough to get a hold of this man. And I don't know why you do this show, but you come out here every 6 months. We thank you for
it's
doing it.
It's almost tradition.
Yeah, it is. Huh?
I don't know how it's happened exactly.
Yeah, all right.
I've fallen into it.
And all right, now you were here last year
yes.
at the end of December.
That's right.
And you made some predictions for us.
I'm sure I did.
Can we go ahead and play those for you without him, total embarrassment?
I hope it won't be embarrassing.
All right. All right, here's the predictions that Jerome Bernard made in December of 07. And, geez, back then, I guess we'll play this for you, but back then it was the Conway and Whitman show, I believe, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
All right, here it is, folks. The predictions from Jerome Bernard 6 months ago, almost to the day.
He's Conway. He's Whitman. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's Whitman. Ah, who cares? There'll be another guy in here in 2 weeks.
Brian will be reporting in by speakerphone.
Conway and Whitman, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman is out. I got to stop this for a second. I sounded much younger, didn't I? Did I sound like young and hot back then, back in December of 07?
Yes,
here we go. Yes. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman is out. He'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. But we continue here with Jerome Bernard, and every single time he comes in, about every 6 months or so, the last couple of minutes we dedicate to your predictions of what's going to happen in the year, the first 6 months of 2008. So what is it, Jerome? Who's dying? Who's living? Who's getting rich?
Well, dying first. I know you like that the best.
I love dying, yeah.
Sir Edmund Hillary, the first person to climb Mount Everest.
Oh, gone, huh?
Gone.
Oh, Babo.
Bobby Fischer.
The chess player?
The chess player. Suzanne Plichette.
Oh, no. Bob... No, wait,
the Bob Newhart Show.
Yeah,
yes,
the Bob Newhart
Dead
Show.
Dead Before
her.
His Time, Heath Ledger.
No, now that one's definitely not going to come true.
Christian Brando, also quite young.
I can see that one.
Maharaji Mahesh Yogi.
Oh.
Might be before your
owns
time.
Owns a restaurant?
No, he was a Maharaji.
Oh.
William F. Buckley.
Oh, no.
Charlton Heston.
Wow, Charlton Heston, everybody's going.
Dick Martin from
No,
Laughing.
That's a very good friend of my dad's.
And another friend of your dad's, I'm sorry to say, Mr. Harvey Korman.
Oh, no, that's not true.
That
Please.
Is true. Yves
All
Saint
right.
Laurent, Bo Diddley, and from the world of news, Jim McKay, and Tim Russert.
Oh, no. Now, Tim Russert's never going to go. You're out of your mind.
Well, I'm just telling you.
All right, folks. You promise to come back in about 6 or 7 months or so?
I have some other interesting news for you. The next time I see you, you'll be having your own show.
Get out of here.
Promise you. I promise you.
Oh, get out of here. No, that's Whitman will be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. So we got to get out of here. Whitman back tomorrow. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Got to thank Jerome Bernard for
Always
coming
pleasure,
by.
Tim.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
That's a good show. All right, we'll see you tomorrow right after Lycus. It is the Conway and Whitman Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, Jerome.
You're welcome.
Wow. All right. Some rather insightful predictions.
I think they're all correct.
Yeah, each and every
sadly,
one of them.
Sadly, hate to say it about.
Is correct. That really is amazing. I don't know how you do this, but I don't really believe in supernatural or psychic powers, but there is something about you that I think you got something going on there, something that's different from all these other clowns.
Well, they're not all clowns, Tim. Some of them just portray themselves as clowns.
Some of them are clowns.
Some of them are clowns, yeah. Yes.
Is that a perfume or cologne? What are you wearing today?
It's an oil.
An oil?
It's an oil.
Wow, that's you got it's a lot
patchouli.
Of that on, huh?
It's very little, but it's in the warm weather, it just expands.
It's like a massage parlor in here. All right, you want to start with my birthday? You want to start with...
I think I've told you a little bit about yourself before.
I get like a special private reading before the show.
You're a tough cookie.
Thank you, sir.
You're very overstressed.
Oh.
You're a little bit critical and demanding.
Of who?
Of everybody.
Everybody.
Including
Jesus
yourself.
Christ.
But you're professional.
Right.
And you're success-oriented. And you're a wonderful father.
Wow. All right, fan. I'll take all of that then.
It's given.
All right, if you have a question about your past or your future, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Should we just go in order here? How about
sure.
Sylvia? Sylvia, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi,
all
Sylvia.
Right.
Hi.
This is Jerome Bernard, man.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. How about you?
Fine, thank you.
All right, now he gets a vibe from you, not only speaking with you and hearing your voice, but also your birth date.
Okay.
I'll just tell you a little bit of what I'm picking up.
When were you born, by the way?
8/30/50.
8/30/50. Okay. All right.
You're financially very smart. You're an organized person. You're very reliable. You can be a little bit inflexible and a little bit of an authoritarian figure in a little bit of a way.
Is that correct?
Somewhat.
Sometimes you create a situation where you foster dependency of others on you.
Is that right?
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
And you need to teach your children, if you have any, to be self-sufficient.
I have a son. He's pretty okay. He's an older kid, so he's
just
okay.
Be a little bit more flexible. You know, that's your problem is sometimes you're a little bit inflexible, and it's all about the rules.
Okay.
All right, you got a question for Jerome?
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a health issue, and it's concerning me. I don't want to jump over and think it's bad, but it doesn't feel good. I got some physical stuff going on.
What's the health issue?
Back issues, more of that than anything, back and body aches.
You know, some of that is based on problems with your stomach and your liver. You've got some esophageal, I believe is the word, problems with your esophagus. It has stuff to do about bringing sugars and starches under control, and that can sometimes be shown as a back problem.
You have indigestion?
No. Lately, in the last month or so, the back issue has gotten worse, and noticed a little bit of nausea in the morning. Was planning on doing a cleanse, and so I'm not really sure.
I would do that. I would also go in for a colonoscopy.
Had that already.
And you know, maybe if you're sick in the morning and you get your back hurt, maybe you're pregnant.
A little over that. Okay. It'll be immaculate conception.
What I would do is scale back a little bit in terms of eating meat and dairy.
Oh, wow. All right.
You'll find your back problem is related to that problem.
Okay.
Sylvia, you're the best, baby.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks
for calling.
Right,
there she goes. Wow, you're right. You hit the nail on the head.
Well,
look at you, dude.
Sylvia.
All right, Ken, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
How's it going?
All right. When's your birthday?
May 20th, 1984.
May 20th, 1984.
Well, you're a very exciting person. You're innovative and expressive. Sometimes you can be a little bit over-talkative. Sometimes you need to listen when you're talking. Do you meditate at all, Ken?
Somewhat.
You do?
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. How did you know that? I mean, you seriously meditate?
Yes, occasionally.
When do you do that?
Sometimes in the morning and occasionally when I have time by myself. Just
it's important.
Random parts of the day.
Wow. It's important for you to keep in touch with your center and turn off the motor every once in a while.
Right.
And limit yourself to what's at hand rather than moving into the future. Finish what's on your plate, in other words.
Right.
You got a question for Jerome?
Yeah, I just wanted to, it's a future type question. Just wanted to know, I'm a little in between jobs, wanting to know what direction I should be heading in.
What do you do for a living?
Right now I work in a construction type of business, selling lumber and stuff.
You know, you're one of those people that have a variety of talents. There's many roads you could take that would all be successful. you learn quickly, and then you sort of want to move on to the next thing. You're sort of a variety is a spice of life person. It's important for you to maintain. In other words, stick with something, and whatever you stick with is going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. So no particular job that I should be looking towards?
Nah, I think selling the lumber, like a real job.
Whatever job you go to, you're going to be successful at, but I think you need to stick with something rather than jumping from thing to thing. I think that's been your past.
So just go for something and kind of make a decision.
Right? Exactly, and stay with it.
How old are you?
Just 24.
Oh, you got plenty of time. You're a child, dude.
You've got a fantastic life. You're going to be very successful. You're, like I said, you're an innovator, and you're an exciting person that people like to be around.
Well, I'm kind of old for my age. I mean, I'm married already. I have a 1-year-old son.
Are you an exciting person? A person that people like to be around?
I feel somewhat, yeah.
Get out of here! What's wrong with you, jackass? Who the hell admits to that? Oh, ba-boom. All right, we'll fix that. But who the hell admits to that you're an exciting person that people like to be around?
Imagine that. In this case, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, but whoever says yes to that.
What's he supposed to say?
I'm an exciting person that people like to be around.
What is he supposed to say no if he knows it's true?
Get out of here. All right, let's talk to a Benjamin. Benjamin, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Are you an exciting person that people like to be around?
Sometimes.
Nah, the real answer to that for a real guy is F no. Nobody likes me to be around. All right, when's your birthday, dude?
March 21st, 1983.
All right, and is that also when you bought the cell phone?
No, I actually bought the cell phone about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, all right.
I'll tell you something, Benjamin. Sometimes you have a tendency to feel sorry for yourself.
Mm.
You have a little bit of self-pity. It's a little hard for you to forgive and forget. You're a very direct person. You're very expressive and courageous, but sometimes you can be a little bit antisocial.
Oh, boy, are you an antisocial dude?
Yeah,
I like that. I like that. All right, you got a question for Jerome?
Yeah, I'm in school for finance. I just wanted to ask him, is that the right career path that I should be taking?
All right, we got to hang up on you. We'll answer it off phone. You got the worst cell phone. He's in finance. Is that the cool career?
You know what? I think he'll do well because he's a smart guy. But I also think he needs to be into something a little bit more esoteric, something spiritual.
Really? Like a priest?
Not necessarily, but something that's about people more than numbers.
Like what? Like a teacher?
Yeah, a teacher.
Is that right?
Some sort of a social worker or something where you can be more involved with helping people in a spiritual way.
Social worker. Hang out with the lunatics all day.
Jesus Christ.
But isn't that what social workers do?
No, not necessarily.
Lawyers
help people. All kinds of
But isn't a social worker's entire day filled with lunatics?
I don't know. It doesn't seem that way.
Doesn't that seem like that's like the natural move?
Not according to Dateline NBC.
Okay.
Apparently they do some very good work.
All right. Let's talk to Karen here. Karen, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, baby?
Hi. How you guys doing?
All right.
Hi, Karen.
When were you born, darling?
May 5th, 1974.
May 5th, 74. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
So you celebrate it every year on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Good for you. Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not. I couldn't understand why I had piñatas at my birthday parties when I was a kid.
You know, you have a very impulsive side. You're the kind of person that can convince anybody of anything.
And is that right?
You are enlightening. You can also be a little bit jealous and a little bit insensitive. Sometimes you're a little bit more involved in the problems of people around you than you are in your own. And sometimes it's best to just stick to your own problems for a while.
Yeah, but isn't that in every chick? Aren't they all interested, more interested in everybody else's problems?
That could be,
all right.
And
all right.
You don't want to go overboard in anything in particular. Sometimes you'll get on an exercise kick or a work kick or a sex kick or a diet kick, and it becomes the only thing that's happening.
Hey, Karen, is that true?
Yeah, I tend to kind of go off on my tangents.
Yeah.
Now, have you been on a sex kick?
I wish.
No. what kind of kick are you on now?
I'm kind of work on myself kick.
That's good. That's work on yourself.
Oh, you have a question for Jerome before we lose you?
Yeah, I do. I just kind of wanted to see, I'm kind of changing careers, and I wanted to know if the direction I'm heading is a good choice.
What direction are you heading?
I'm heading into the medical cannabis industry.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Selling weed for a living.
Helping people for a living.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
like that last gentleman.
Wink,
that's another thing
wink,
you can do besides social work.
Yeah. Helping guys like Malibu Dan for a living.
No, find out we're helping people with actual problems for a living. Well, I guess Malibu Dan does have problems.
Yes, he meant many.
You know what? I think you're going to do very well.
Getting into the weed business?
I think she is.
Now, do you smoke weed, Jerome?
No, not at all.
Not at all. You drink a little? You're a social drinker?
I'll have a glass of wine every once in a
while. Yeah, you get all ripped? You ever black out?
I black out every time I drink. Just a sip and I'm out. I can barely handle this Diet Coke. You're going to do fine. You have a wonderful enthusiasm, dear.
Yeah. All right, Karen, we thank you for calling, darling. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, into the pot business. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We have a Jerome Bernard is with us, and he is the world's greatest psychic.
I'm going to black out.
Hold on. No more Diet Coke. He does not do TV shows. He does not have his own internet website. He only does this radio show when he comes to Los Angeles. And, hey, no more sipping on that Diet Coke. Oh, there he goes. All right, 520-9710. Let's talk to Ethan. Is that right? Is he up next?
Yes.
Ethan, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right. Nice. What's happened with you? When were you born?
I was 5165, May 1st.
Oh, May Day.
You are a funny guy. You are the kind of sense of humor that I enjoy. Very ironic.
Nice.
You are a calm person. Your problems are you can be a little bit lethargic. You can procrastinate a little bit, and sometimes you're a little blunt in your sense of humor, which might turn people off. But you're very, very funny, and you're very, very bright.
Thank you very much. How about the caller?
You got me tagged.
All right. All right, you got a question for Jerome?
I do. I've been, you know, hitting the music scene for a long time.
Are you a singer?
I sing. I play guitar.
I was going to say, there's something about your voice that is particularly of... a sort of a tenuous nature. In other words, you have to take care of your voice because it's very important for you.
Wow.
All right. So what do you see in my... I'm about to embark in spending some big coin on a website and still pushing to hit the big music thing.
How much coin?
Not a ton, about $3,000, and then I'm going to record, probably spend another $3,000 and... just keep it going. It's what I love to do.
I think you absolutely should follow it, and I also think that when you're... pursuing your music, I don't know if you write it or what your involvement in it is, but to keep the humanity in it, because you are very funny, like I said, and you're very witty, but there's sometimes a little bit warmth. There's a warmth that could be thrown in there that would help.
What kind of music do you sing?
Kind of a unplugged rock and roll-esque. Big fan of James Taylor.
Oh, I know that.
Sound a little bit like, you know.
You're one of these people. You were born in, did you say 1965?
Right.
This is your time because you've sort of waited and sensed things out, and you've sort of passed through the con artists and this and that, and I think it's your time.
There you go, dude.
Awesome. That's what I wanted to hear.
All right. Thank get that website rolling.
God bless you.
I will.
All right. There he goes. All right. Now, Jerome, people can't see you at home. This is not a webcast. Why do you wear the glasses that are red lenses? Do you have a reading problem? Or?
Why are you picking on me?
I'm not picking on
you.
I'm just
asking
you. You
started with my top, called it a blouse. My fur hat, which, as you know, is medicinal. And now it's with the glasses. I'm just me, Tim. I'm just me. I'm from a small town in Massachusetts where nobody judges me the way you do.
All right. Now you do you own shoes? Because every time you come in here, you have no shoes on.
I do own shoes. I take them off in the car.
Okay. All right. So you drive with shoes on.
I drive with shoes on. Very slip-ons.
All right. Jerome Bernard is with us, a very, very good psychic, and so far, he has nailed every single caller to this show. And if you'd like some more information on what's happening in this crazy world to your life, you're going to be rich, you're going to be poor, how's the past, maybe grandma's down or grandpa died, and you want to know what happened, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Jerome Bernard. How do you beat that for a Monday? We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. The show about, well, listen.
If I'm sitting at a restaurant and you have your dog out there, and what I'm trying to eat, I don't want to hear.
You don't hear that from my dog.
It's like going to eat lunch with Frosty.
Yeah, how is it any worse than what you hear when I'm over there?
Frosty eating soup.
Oh,
You're
it's like, oh. I'm trying to eat here and I gotta listen to that.
Just like me and my ice cream cone.
I think Frosty would be more unpleasant to go to lunch.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Middays right after the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Did you know there are over 500 medical marijuana outlets in California collecting $100 million in sales taxes and creating thousands of jobs? Learn about the politics and legal issues of the emerging cannabis industry. Find out all you ever wanted to know at Oaksterdam University. The new Los Angeles campus of Oaksterdam University is now open. Want to be a part of the burgeoning cannabis industry? Oaksterdam University offers classes and teaches you everything you need to know about cannabis business. Classes are held on Saturday and Sunday, June 28th and 29th at the Oaksterdam campus at 470 San Vicente, just south of the Beverly Center. Plan on attending Oaksterdam's open house on Saturday, June 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. For more information, log on to OaksterdamUniversity.com. That's OaksterdamUniversity.com University.com. Or call 323-852-1039. Call 323-852-1039 or log on to OaksterdamUniversity.com.
What is more American than a truck? You want to feel great about rolling in a truck these days when gas costs more than beer? Scooch on me, brother, and take note. Most Americans choose Silverado than any other full-size pickup. Trust me, Chevy knows what they're doing. They've been making the most dependable, longest-lasting trucks on the road for over 90 years, 90-plus years. You know they know what they're doing. You don't need a Bad Boy Club sticker on your truck. Represent with that beautiful Chevy bow tie to let everybody know you're OG. Chevy is awarding you with a great opportunity to celebrate American spirit and ingenuity and courage with their 4th of July event from now until July 6th. Let's talk about being an American and being a proud American and buying an American brand. Let's talk Tahoe. Did you know that Chevy Tahoe Hybrid has the same city fuel economy as the Camry? Don't act like you knew that, because you didn't. Be a proud American. Buy an American brand that's better than those Japanese imports. Those imports from Hapone ain't got nothing on Chevy. Better get into your SoCal Chevy dealer and back your country. Chevy 4th of July event ends July 6th. 2008 Tahoe Hybrid 2WD gets the same city fuel efficiency as a standard four-cylinder Toyota Camry. Based on 2008 EPA fuel economy, estimates 21 mpg.
Sales. Southern California's FM talk station.
I'm the guy who gives you the balls to dump that bitch.
97.1 Free FM.
Hey, that's a pretty nice pair you got there.
Excuse me?
Oh, no. I mean the cards that guy has on TV.
Yeah. You play?
Do I play? Babe, when they named it Hold'em, they were thinking of me.
Really? So where do you like to play?
Oh, well, home games mostly.
Well, I play at the Commerce Casino every week.
You play at the Commerce, the world's largest poker room?
Everyone plays there. Well, almost.
The Commerce. Sure, I've played there before.
You know, you should take your home game to the Commerce.
My home game?
Yeah. Just bring your guys and you call the shots. You set the stakes. The Commerce handles everything else.
My home game at the Commerce?
Well, I thought all great poker players knew about the Commerce.
My mom thinks I'm a great player.
You live with your mother? Check, please.
Oh, hey, let's hook up when I'm at the Commerce.
Won't your girlfriend get upset?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Why am I not surprised?
Bring your home game to the Commerce Casino. Just 5 minutes from downtown L.A. off the 5 freeway at the Washington exit. To take your home game to the next level, there's no place like the Commerce Casino. Must be 21 to play.
Warning. If you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled tax returns, chances are good that you're on the IRS's 2008 hit list. The IRS has just hired a massive number of new government agents and is considered the most brutal collection agency on the planet, bar none. The IRS is poised to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. But you have rights, and to protect those rights and receive expert representation, call Michael Rosbrook of Tax Resolution Services right now, 866-IRS problems. They have a decade of excellence to prove it. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the IRS's settlement program and get out for under a fraction of what you owe. But you must act now. Imagine how great you'll feel once you're in the clear. Call 866-IRS problems. That's 866-IRS problems.
My HD radio makes me feel sorry for my car. I got all these new extra HD stations now, and I don't know, I get all pumped up and start banging on the steering wheel when I hear something I like, hitting the horn, slapping the seat, punching the dashboard, beating the crud out of the door. My husband won't even sit in the front seat.
Ask about HD radio at your Ford Lincoln Mercury dealership. 100% free HD radio at HDradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Show of hands, who's hung out with me in Vegas before? Want a chance to hang out? So go to visitlasvegas.com/Corolla, that's C-A-R-O-L-L-A, and enter to win a trip to see my show live from Las Vegas.
Complete entry rules available at visitlasvegas.com/Corolla.
Shopping for a new car? Tired of being screwed over by car dealers? Tune into Car Calls with me, Dan Rosenberg, every Saturday at 3 p.m., fueled by Felix Chevrolet Cadillac, right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
More Tim Conway Jr. in about a minute.
Hey, Mark, haven't seen you in the water in a while. Where have you been?
I know, man. I've started growing all my own vegetables.